Oh my gosh. Hello, Baubles Nation.
And beyond.
We are here in the studio today, in our brand new studio, might I add.
One of the best things about us, we have an idea, it's done in a day.
Oh yeah, yeah. I learned to wallpaper. But here we are with a very special guest today who probably should be the interviewer, but instead he's in the interviewee seat for the first time ever.
Hello.
Hi, Derek.
Ladies.
Sagami.
How are you?
House. We are so happy to have you here today.
This place is like, it's beautiful. And you've done a great job, like setting the studio up and we're in the warehouse. I feel so special.
Yeah.
Really
yeah.
behind the scenes. Yeah. You're seeing it all.
I'm here for it.
You're like, wow, what a dump.
Yeah.
It's giving Amazon. That's what I say.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks like an Amazon warehouse.
Because well, that's how it started. Huge. It started like that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we love a beginning journey.
Very startup vibes.
But this is real work here.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, and you girls work all day. I see it.
Mm-hmm. We do. I like your podcast voice.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's like very low.
It's a little sexy.
Very sexy.
Michaela, you have a good podcast voice.
Thank you. When I used to teach for Pure Bar over the mic, people were like, "I love your voice on a microphone."
Is that like a workout class?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you yell at people?
No, I was not a yeller.
Oh.
Not a yeller.
I think I would yell at people if I was like a workout instructor.
You 1,000%.
You definitely would.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely would.
It would work though. You'd still get to the point you wanted to be at.
Okay. I love this.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, if I sound a little stiff, everybody, it's because I plumped up my lips today.
Oh, they look good.
They do.
They're feeling very stiff. So the girl that does me at Aran Aesthetics, hey, Michelle, we love you. They give you a blocker, like a dental blocker.
Oh my
gosh. It's the best. You don't feel a thing.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Did you get filler or what's in them?
I don't know what's in them.
It's filler. it's filler.
Magic puffy cloud.
Or that snail juice people use.
Ew, that's vomitous.
Oh my gosh.
No, thank you.
Lady.
Well, listen, we could go on a tangent and talk.
We could.
Everything
forever.
About nothing for the next 17 hours.
But Derek is far too interesting for that.
But we really want to, flip the camera around and focus purely on this amazing entrepreneur in front of us here today.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. So those of you that don't know Derek, why don't you give us a little bit of a synopsis, who you are, what's your brand, what are we doing here today?
Yeah, so basically I started in the media industry probably about, 15 years ago when I was 15. I just turned 30 the other week.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. So, you know, I started on YouTube, social media back in like the Perez Hilton days.
Were you YouTubing from your room?
Oh, from my mom's basement.
I love it. And you were 15.
15 years old. And my brother was my camera guy. And I just like, I put myself out there through high school, through everything. And then I was like, you know what? I'll try to go to school. So I did that. I went to New York. I went to a 1-year broadcast journalism program. Lived in Jersey City.
How old were you at this point?
18.
Okay.
So I moved to New York when I was 18. After, like, you know, I had been doing red carpets with Bravo, like, all
this stuff.
You're going way too fast here.
Okay, so let me backtrack.
You're 15.
15, started the YouTube channel. Then, like, 16, 17.
So when you say started a YouTube channel, what is that? What does that even mean? What are you talking about?
I was talking about what I had for breakfast, what I, so basically there was one clip that's no longer online, but I like went to a buffet and I said I ate like 4 bagels, 6 croissants and bacon. And I did it just like that. And people loved it. And I would do shout outs on each show, for like people that were watching, so that was cool. Kind of the, I don't know, grassroots marketing to get people to come back because they wanted their name on the show.
Okay.
And how many viewers did you have?
Oh, you know, back in those days, like a few thousand.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
To be 15 in a basement talking about bacon.
Yeah, bacon and Lindsay Lohan and all these different celebrities. So I would do like Hot Topics.
Yeah. Was it celebrity based?
It was celebrity based. And then I was like, well, why am I going to continue talking about these celebrities? Why can't I interview them like everyone else?
Yeah. Okay, but even before that, prior to this point, did you have a fascination with it? Like, how did you even think to do this?
So I started to I would say, like, we would do these fake broadcasts with the kids in my neighborhood.
You did?
Yeah.
Where'd you grow up?
Middleton, Massachusetts. So I went to Masco.
Shout out Masco.
Yeah, shout out Masco. We're listen, neighbors. North yeah. Reading girl right here.
Hey, a local tie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so basically that's got me into the TV world and the media world. And I would say I'm on camera, but I know a lot of what goes on behind the scenes because I edited and I produced and I, you know, started social media accounts, created websites all when I was 15. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of what led me to where I am today, years after that. So we're moving into, like, you know, when I moved to New York, I went to school and I was like, you know what, I'm teaching them on what to do in the class. So.
Because you've already done it.
Yeah. And, you know, this one teacher that I had, he told me, he'd said, you will never last in this industry because you're too over the top.
Did he really?
Yeah, and I'll never
forget
this.
Wait, what's this guy's name? Can we say
it? To be honest, I forget because I black people out that are, like, so mean to me.
So Mr. Question mark.
Yeah.
You know who the hell you are.
Yeah, you know.
But you were
He was actually Diane Sawyer's executive producer for many years. So wow. I don't know. People could maybe Google that.
Wow. But,
that's some exclusive tea. But from there, I was like, I have a passion for this. I moved back here to New England. I produced a show for an inspirational speaker around here. Her name is Kate McKay. Mm-hmm. And we did a show around, one of these episodes that we did. It was called, you know, the McKay Effect. And it was following someone around that, you know, was addicted to drugs. Mm-hmm. And so that was
kind of... Wait, she's not addicted to
drugs. No, she was advising someone.
Intervention.
Yeah, kind of like inspiring them, changing their life. So that was kind of a twist for me from entertainment to more of like documentary style. So we started there. And then I got a call from Melissa Gorga's team. And I moved to New Jersey, did that show for a bit, and I mean, you can Google that. That was a journey. And
are we allowed very to Googleable. Like, get a little more into this?
I mean, yeah. So I opened her Envy Boutique for her.
Her first one.
What year is this?
So I'm 21 at the time. I was 20 at the time, actually.
So at this point, you're only 20 and 20. You've done all this.
Yeah, and I opened her first store with her.
Did she have a bob then?
I made her cut her hair.
You did?
Yeah, that was me. We were like, I need a new look for you. Yeah.
She looked great with it.
She did. And
she's so hot. It's stupid.
She's amazing. Mm. So had a great relationship with her. You know, a lot of drama happened with the business partner and, you know, her. And
so did she bring you in to run the store or be on the show or both?
To run the store. And then it organically happened that I became a part of the show.
Yeah.
Just because of, you know, who I am and, I don't know, my personality, I guess. I was not casted for the show. Everyone thinks I was. I was not casted. Okay. I was actually working like 80 hours a week running a store at 20 years old. Doing the, payroll, doing the inventory, tagging, everything that goes along with it. Yeah, you girls know.
He's one of us.
And going along with all that, and the build out too. I was there every day.
With Joe,
with his crew, like yelling at the electricians, put the lights on. Like,
Do we like Joe?
Joe is the best.
He seems like the best.
Yeah, they're good people.
Did Teresa come?
Oh, Teresa came. That was when they were
kind of okay, right?
Yeah, but
she didn't flip a table on you?
No, she was fine. I prefer not to even speak of her because she's a bit of a, I'm not a fan just because of everything that's gone on and what I was accused of in that show. Yeah. It's not, she's such a negative person. I've removed myself from that because, you know, there was rumors about me that I was fired. I was never fired. I quit.
Did you hear this?
Yeah.
Did you hear this, America?
It's exclusive. Mm-hmm. No, I came up with a statement because I had to because I was 21 years old. And exactly. that's I can't have that on my resume.
No, that's defamation.
Yeah. So we moved on. Melissa and I still to today are very close. I talk to her once a week. And
thank you for wearing winter, by the way.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Thank you, Melissa.
She loves it too.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's very her style.
Yes, she's a great girl. And then I moved to Paris after the drama. I was like, I have to leave the country. So
my best friend Brenda did that too.
So I lived in Paris for 3 years, and I produced a show over there. And then I moved back, worked for NBC, and then fast forwarding because I'm like, oh, everyone's listening. And then my partner and I, Tom Murray, launched a media company, On the Edge Media, and that's where we are today.
You know what's so interesting about you?
What?
That I'm just learning right in these moments. Is that I don't think you love talking about yourself.
Oh, I don't. Everyone thinks so. Like, I just had a big birthday party, and I don't like to be the center. I like to make other people like famous, and I like to make other brands like known. Like, and that's where I believe I shine. TV, cameras, great. You can bring them. It goes. TV will, I guess, always be a part of my life. But the one thing when I go to bed at night and I know I did something is when I make someone else or something, another brand pop.
It's so interesting because I feel like you can talk about anything probably for a long time.
Yeah.
But I see you being oddly a little uncomfortable with talking about yourself.
I know.
Which is so crazy. Yeah.
I know, because I'm like, I don't...
Do you feel very raw?
Yes, here. You got... Because I know you girls. Yeah. And no, I appreciate you having me on to tell my story.
Well, truly... I have to say that I'm very inspired by you and what you've done.
Thank you.
And I think that you have an idea, right? You had an idea at a young age, and you did something about it, which takes such courage to do at such a young age. It's really amazing to me. And the fact that you've done that even before you said you were, you know, working for Melissa at age, running a store at age 20, 21.
Right.
It's you lived a full life before that even began, but that started from having the balls and really being fearless in what it is that you want to do and then doing it.
Right.
Having an idea is one thing, but actually doing it is a totally different thing.
Mm. Right.
So, I mean, that's why you're here, and it's really amazing.
No, I appreciate that. Yeah. It's a growth and it's a process every day, because I believe to be successful, as you both know, is you have to evolve and be different every day.
Every day.
Right. Every day. And that's the only way you stay ahead of the people next to you, is because a lot of people like to be the same. I call it the market basket lifestyle. You go to market basket every day. You get a chicken for $4.99. You get this, and then go back to your house. There's one thing in life that you need to not do, is always be repeating and rewinding. If you put the stop on that VCR, I always say, stop that VCR and hit play and do not hit rewind or think about anything in the past. You can only move forward. And that's what I've learned in live TV too. If you mess up on live TV, there's no going back.
Just keep going.
Yeah, so that's what you have to do. Keep going. And that's how I look at life.
What are you afraid of?
Afraid? I used to be afraid of failure, but when I fail, I grow. And growth to me is something that it doesn't scare me, but it's something that I'm continuing to learn about, is because if you look at my life, I've grown since I was 15, but I don't really know that growth, because that's been my reality. And people outside, it's like, oh, you've grown so much. For me, yes, I feel that, but growth is a big thing for me that I'm like, okay, it's time to focus on that, not really push it away and embrace it.
Do you feel the same as you do now as you did as a 15-year-old boy?
I think my motivation, yes, because I wake up every day and I work all day. Yeah, I think that's the same. Yeah,
I think I'm the same too.
You never really change on who you are.
Mm-mm.
You evolve into the person that you're meant to be.
Right. I think your mindset's incredible.
Thank you.
And that's like the most clear thing to me. I know you picked up that he doesn't like talking about himself. I'm picking up on his mindset. Like, from a very young age, you just decided not to believe people who didn't believe in you.
Correct.
And I think that's why you're in your seat. But I also think a scary part about growth, especially watching Lindsay grow, I think one of the hardest parts is letting go of certain things 100%. That you're used to doing. I think that's really, really challenging. And I watch Lindsay struggle with it every day. But it's hard.
It's hard. No, it is. And I think, to your point, it's like you have to just look in the mirror every single day and say,
man, I'm old. Just kidding.
No. I always say I love myself.
You have to. I do it every morning.
And people get weirded out when I say this. They're like, oh, here he goes again. But that's what I do. And I think that is a lot. Confidence almost drives growth and drives success. If you have confidence, you can do anything in this world. Mm-hmm. And everyone has the ability to have confidence. As long as you do it. People double check and they're, you know, insecure and they're nervous. I get that. We all have that. Okay. Everyone listening has that. Mm-hmm. But it's sometimes you have to overcome that. And it might be the most difficult thing for you to do in your life, or it might be the easiest thing to do in your life. But when things become difficult for you, you have to push through it. And that's where everything in my life, and I know you push through those boundaries and you push through that almost insecurity.
That's growth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've seen you, Lindsay, personally grow, like doing these national TV shows, being put on a stage in front of millions of people to watch. And it's just like, you become...
Oh, that makes me sweat.
No, I know.
Don't even tell me.
But you still do, you get nervous, but then right when you go on, it's like magic.
Right.
And that is you, that is your body, and that is your mind overcoming success and overcoming what you're about to do.
Thank you.
And I see it every time.
That's really nice. Thank you.
Of course.
But I see you trying to flip the switch here.
Oh my gosh.
I am not letting that happen.
No. Turn it on.
I'm standing firm.
Turn on the lights.
I love it.
So, what are we doing?
I do want to get a little bit of gossip out of you because I feel like you are a plethora.
Oh, I love
gossip.
It. I love that.
So,
what do we want to talk about?
You...
I don't know any of these questions, by the way, people listening.
No. All right. So tell me about your best celebrity encounter. And there's been many.
A best celebrity encounter. Okay, this might be controversial.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Okay.
Is it Lindsay Rando?
I mean, yeah, no. You, of course, you are a celebrity in my mind, but... Okay. Whatever. People know this. I've interviewed former President Trump many times.
Okay? Really?
How did we not know this, Derek?
I've interviewed him multiple times because I used to do stuff with Miss Universe and Miss USA.
That's right.
And you asked me the biggest celebrity. He's the biggest celebrity that I've interviewed or whatever. And I look at him as a celebrity.
Yeah. Yes.
He always remembered my name and was always so polite to me. Every time, and he wouldn't have a handler telling him my name, anything. So that is the nicest celebrity I guess I've ever met in that formula.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not speaking current day, but
nobody's all good or all bad.
Yeah, that's there's some tea.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
That's really cool to know. How is his skin tone? Oh, is he orange in person?
He does. He wears a lot of makeup.
Is it makeup? Is it self-tanner? What's going on?
I think it's makeup.
Listen, also we know he's watching. So
I don't know.
Obviously, it's the most popular podcast in the world.
Yes.
Come see us. We'll help you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would love to give him a makeover.
Let's give you a makeover. Let's swan him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember the show The Swan?
Yes.
Loved that show. I see clips of it come up on TikTok and I'm like, it was the best show ever.
Yes. I mean, yeah. So I've interviewed a lot of stars, but that was one of the most memorable and I would say the most interesting encounter that I've had.
That's really cool.
So tell us, let's move into your current space now, which is in PR and marketing.
Yes.
And which I think falls really nicely into what it is that you want to be doing, you know, even though you're so great in front of the camera and that's really where I want to see you.
Yes.
But this is, you have to choose your own destiny
right
here. So talk to me a little bit about the PR industry, the media industry, and kind of what are some do's and don'ts for maybe some small business owners?
Mm-hmm. So I think one thing that you have to remember is my big thing is organic conversations, organic PR, organic everything. Because if you aren't true to yourself or true to your brand, then it doesn't work. So I've had so many experiences over the years, you know, just myself personally, but then when I moved to Paris, this was kind of my move into PR. I was working for a girl, Ashley Hudson. She had an Instagram, and it was purchased as a TV show called Red Hot Paris. And I convinced the media over there that she was a superstar. Mm. We dressed her right. I did my tricks, like people like to call them. And we would leave her home, and paparazzi would chase us all day long.
Fun.
So that was a huge part in my growth in PR. So advice that I can give people walking away is you just have to be you. Mm-hmm. And for small businesses or, you know, people always want... They want to be on the big talk shows. They want to be in the big magazines. They want to be this, this, and this. It really, yes, some people are lucky and have the privilege and have the ability to do that because they have the right resources and they have the right, I would say it's a privilege to do that, mm-hmm. Because it doesn't come easy being in front of the camera to get these segments, to do this, because it's all in what your team does and how it's pitched and how you grow as a personality. I think.
Do you love influencer marketing?
I do. I think influencer marketing is the new age. Mm-hmm. I think it doesn't matter who they are, as long as they're a little bit part of your, like, you know, on brand for you, invite them in. I don't care if they have 1,000 followers or 100 million followers, because those 1,000 followers could be someone that's interested in the store, mm-hmm. that's interested in, you know, for you buying a franchise, or, you know, being a part of the conversation. And what's weird about Instagram is, and TikTok, you could have 10 followers and your reel can get, and your TikTok could get 20 million views.
Yeah. One of my friends just had that happen. She did like a mouth taping video and she got 20 million views.
And that can change.
Oh, she taped her mouth to sleep.
To sleep?
Yeah. It's a trend.
People do that.
Yeah. It's a trend for sleep. Like, I guess it's
you
really good
your
for
mouth
you.
To sleep?
Mm-hmm.
With like masking tape? What are we doing?
No, there's like specific
tape? No, mouth it's tape. It's called sleep tape, I think.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
kidding.
Mm-hmm. Suppose it's really healthy.
Because I'm a mouth breather, and they told me to do that, but I would have a full-on panic attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, and I would think I would be dying.
Yeah.
But...
You'd suffocate.
Suffocate. But yeah,
yeah.
So, you know. You can trend, and yeah. We just had a client that she was singing in her car with her daughter, and the video has 2 million views and like 80,000 shares, and...
It's wild.
And the organic growth in her page has been insane just from that one video. So I say, if you think it's good enough for your brand, post it. Don't double think. Don't be like, well, I need it to be like this or I need it to be like that. Just post it. That's what I say.
And I think that people really appreciate the authenticity of posts
Correct.
That are more real anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see we went famous on TikTok? That one time.
Oh, yeah. A dress, right?
Yeah.
Was it a red dress?
Yeah, these girls getting ready for prom. And it wasn't even a dress feature. It was just a bunch of girls dancing, you know, in front of a camera for their junior prom. And one of the dresses happened to be our dress. And somebody asked below, where did you get the black dress? And then there were legitimately thousands and thousands of people and reach outs and
I hope you had the inventory.
It was an old dress. We sold what we had.
Yeah, we got to do more with TikTok. That's clear.
I know.
TikTok it. TikTok. Mm-hmm. TikTok.
I shop on TikTok all the time.
You do?
It's so easy. It's so easy.
All right.
What's next?
What's next?
Yeah.
For a question or for TikTok?
I don't know. A question.
I have a question. So you mentioned earlier in the podcast that you have this business.
Yeah.
You work with your partner.
Yeah.
How do you do that? What is it like working with the person you're romantically involved in? And how do you keep it healthy?
Well, here's the exclusive. I've never talked about it. you just, when you know someone is right for you, mm-hmm. you do. Tom and I met organically outside of Ocean Prime in Seaport, mm-hmm. and I hit on him. He had previously knew who I was. I had said something to him prior. And he said, "You have to apologize for something." And I'm like, "What?"
You made you apologize.
He made me apologize before we even like sat down at the bar. And then from that point forward, I knew that that was my person because it was unapologetic authenticity. And it was just, he was so authentic in who he was as a person and what he stood for. So down the line, we're going, he went to school for marketing and social media, very skilled in that back end stuff and marketing. He's a great mind. So I was like, we were sitting in Arizona, and this was in, we started dating in August. We went to Arizona in November, and we're sitting in this beautiful home that we were at, and it had a infinity pool overlooking Phoenix. Mm. And so our logo is this, but so we came up with that logo there. So we both had a passion. He's always wanted to have his own business. Mm-hmm. I've always kind of had my own business, jumped into other businesses, but I've always done this type of thing. And I was like, well, why don't we just make it official? So that's how it happened. On the Edge Media is on the edge of the pool.
I love that so much. Love that I didn't know that story.
Yeah. And just since then, we've learned on how to work together. We have a whole process on, you know, our day to day. How do you balance that? What client are you dealing with? What roles are you doing? Mm. So it's balancing that, but then it's also shutting it off, which it really never shuts off. When you run a business that is around PR and around social media, because it's a 24-hour gig.
And it's a job you're both doing.
So, correct.
You know, when I come home, it's like, and I can put it down and connect and get back. Right. But you're both, that's both of your work.
But I think at the end of the day, it's what we both enjoy. And if I'm not working or I'm not doing stuff, same with him, I'm like, what do I do? Mm-hmm. I sit on the couch. Everyone thinks I watch a lot of TV. I maybe watch 25 minutes a night of TV, and then I'm like on my phone doing emails. Yep. What's going on tomorrow for this client? All right, this person has a TV segment tomorrow. This da da da. Did we do this? Did we call it da 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 da. So it's like always constantly on, but it's made our relationship almost unbreakable because not because we're bound together like through a contract and through a business, but we're bound together through our minds and brainstorming and creating a legacy together. And I think that there is very important.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Because you both make your vocation your vacation.
Yes.
Like, you have so much fun doing it, and you both equally love it as much.
Yes.
And like, what a bonding experience.
We bond, and people ask, do we ever fight? We don't really. And if we do fight, it's not about our business at all. We're very like in it. It might be like over, I don't know, dinner. What are we having for dinner? And then I don't want to have like some healthy thing that he's never having. Like, he made me eat eggs these egg whites this morning, and I couldn't finish them. And I was like, Tom, I can't finish them. And he was like, why? I'm like, there's too much on the plate. You put too much, spinach in them.
Yeah.
So you're fighting over eggs, but not about anything else.
No, it's just stupid.
That's so romantic.
Oh, yeah.
It also helps to really love what you do.
Yes. Yeah. Every day we wake up and we're very thankful for what we do, and we're thankful for our clients like you guys.
Oh, what can I say? Even when we go out to dinner, we're like not talking about work. And then we end up talking about work because it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Because we love it. Eat, sleep, and breathe.
No, and I have to thank you girls because I don't know if this is another topic, whatever, but I have to thank you girls for believing in Tom and I in the beginning.
Remember how we met.
I remember how we met, and then I remember that night out at Coquette.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
And It was December, I think it was almost right before Christmas.
Yes.
And we had just launched the company, mm-hmm. and you girls were like, well, we want to be a part of this, and we want, you know, you get to be a part of our team. And you believed in us when really no one did. And forever.
You're very easy to believe in.
You are.
No, thank you. And I feel as though some people are meant to work together and mm-hmm. know each other. And that's, this has been an unbelievable experience. It's, and I feel like, you know people are going to be in your life forever.
Yep.
And that's what we feel. And we're very thankful to be working with
you. We love you so much. It was all over that jacket.
Yes. Oh,
it was about all the over jacket. The fur jacket. As soon as you did, as soon as you dropped the jacket on camera, I was like, "Him."
We fell in love.
Yes,
it was the jacket. So I have to. So we're doing a segment on the hub. I'll tell everybody exactly what we're talking about.
Oh, yes,
jacket. And I get this briefing saying, "Do you want to dress the co-anchor?"
Yeah.
The hub guy. And I go, who is this guy? And I look it up and I look at you, I look your sizes, I'm shopping for you, I did a poll.
I remember Express stuff.
Mm-hmm. I went to Express, brought it all, but I had this black and white fur houndstooth jacket.
And I still wear it, people.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and I said, I hope he likes the jacket. Because the jacket made the outfit.
It did. Yeah.
And he was a surprise after the models.
I was. I wasn't even in the segment.
He came out at the end. And then we had Maria gasping. It was fantastic.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yes. Yes. And then he took the jacket and he dropped it. And it was such an iconic moment.
It was.
In the history of B&L.
That's when I knew. That's when I knew he was for us.
And I have to say, this jacket, it was black and white squares. Mm. I still wear it to today. Not today, because it's about 95 degrees outside.
And your puffer.
Yeah.
And he's in a short sleeve puffer.
Yeah. Currently.
I love it
probably
so much.
Dripping wet. But
worth it.
It's totally worth it, but people, men, women, whoever, want that jacket. I could still sell hundreds and hundreds of them. When I go out, like you said earlier today, we were talking, you dress for people to have conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere I go, everyone's like, I want that jacket.
But don't put it on TikTok because we're out of them.
I know. I think we need to make them again.
Oh, gosh. Okay, all right.
All right.
Forget winter line. I'm going to be designing.
Just bring that jacket back.
Fur jackets.
Hey.
Yep. All right. So we always like to finish our interviews with this last question because I think it's the funnest.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Can you give us your three biggest fashion icks?
Fashion icks.
Yeah. What really just gives you
a kitten heel, number one.
Kitten heels. They're so in right now.
I just checked at my feet. I'm like,
I know they're in, but I'm just not a fan of them. Sorry.
That's okay. No, I love this.
Don't worry.
She's in a 4-inch.
Oh, a 4-inch. Okay, yeah.
She's good.
That works.
To show
someone that tries to dress but doesn't hit it. Mm-hmm. So I would say like a mishmash color moment when I'm like, I could have gone in your closet and picked something way better. So don't try, just do what your mind tells you to. So someone that's trying too much.
Would you take not trying or trying too much?
I would take not trying.
Really?
Yeah. Over trying too much. Because if you're qualified to try to, if you're not qualified, then try, wait, you get what I'm trying to say?
So, okay, relate it to like a housewife whose style tries too hard. I want a visual.
Oh, yeah. Like a Lisa Barlow or like a Dorit Kemsley.
Dorit.
Yeah, like they try too hard. Erica, yeah. But these women are, I would consider them qualified.
They are.
But
what's your favorite housewife, by the way?
My favorite housewife? I have to say Melissa.
But then, not including Melissa.
But then Meredith Marks.
Yeah.
Meredith Marks.
Lindsay likes her too.
If I had to be best friends with a housewife, it would be Meredith.
Well.
We'd love each other.
We have to get her to the Salt Lake City store.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Who's yours?
I don't know. I'm not like in love with anybody right now, to be honest.
OG.
Which is different for
OG.
Me.
OG. Give me an OG.
I love Vicky. I will forever. Vicky's my mother.
Fun fact, Vicky was my first celebrity interview.
Really?
How was she?
Good, and she still remembers me to today about that.
I think she's great. Yeah. She just like really feels like a normal mom.
Yes.
A little nuts.
Yeah.
I just...
Hardworking.
She feels like home. Hardworking. Just wants her love tank to be full.
It's true. One last one?
Yeah, third ick.
Okay. Someone that doesn't know how to do their hair and makeup. If you can't qualify to put a lash, because I consider that fashion, whatever. If you're not qualified to put a lash on or if you're not qualified to do your hair correctly, just go simple, please.
Yes.
I don't want to see the strip of the eyelash. I don't want to see...
The eyelash strips are bad.
I don't want to see a lot of makeup if you can't do it correctly. I don't want to see hair that's not washed correctly.
Are you looking at my sticky hair today?
No. Because I think that's a style.
You have a wet look.
Okay. Yeah, you spray stuff in that.
It's just natural. Oh. It's just greasy. No, I'm kidding. It's not.
Oh, I was like, I kind of like it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my fashion advice.
I love it.
Me too. I always love asking that because we learn something new.
Every time.
Everyone has different things.
Watch out for the strips. And be careful, ladies, when you have lots of makeup and you're wearing a white shirt, right, Derek?
Oh, yes.
You must get a lot of makeup stains on your shirts from women.
I do. I do get a lot of makeup stains, but...
Tom's going to laugh.
Tom's going to laugh when he hears this about the makeup, but... Yes. It goes unnamed. There are a lot of people out there that just...
Sludge
it on.
Yeah. Yep. That's the thing.
You can sludge. It's called setting spray, people. Yeah. Set that shit.
Set it and forget it, please.
Charlotte Tilbury, baby. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Set that shit.
This was fun.
This was fantastic. So I loved hearing about you background and your history, because you are an incredible, incredible entrepreneur incredible leader and an incredible person in my life.
Thank you. And I feel the same way about both of you. And I'm excited to keep going on this journey with you guys. And
yeah.
Because there's a lot of exciting things coming up.
For sure. Before we end, where can the people find you? Plug yourself.
Oh, on Instagram.
Are you taking new clients even?
Are you just too busy? We're very selective. We're selective on who we want to bring on, because I think that's a big thing in business too, making sure that they're good for your brand and vice versa. So it's ontheedgemedia.net, ontheedgemedia23, I think, on Instagram. And then my personal Instagram is Derek Zagami. Or you could just Google me, Derek Z, and you can see all the crazy stuff.
I love it.
I like the crazy stuff.
Me too.
Well, thank you, girls.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
We'll be back.
I'm sure.
This was too fun.
This is too fun.
This is the best.
First of many.
Mm-hmm. Yay.